From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The United States is boosting its aid for Pakistan flood relief to $150 million. But as NPR's Margo Adler reports, international support for the response remains slow.
The foreign minister of Pakistan is in New York, responding to criticism that his government was slow to respond. He said there was initial shock and paralysis. The Pakistani community here has also been slow to respond. Pakistani journalist Jahangir Khatak.
Those who want to donate, they don't want to donate to the government. They are sending the money through private channels.
The UN and other aid groups have complained that donors have not been quick or generous in a crisis that has inundated one-fifth of Pakistan and affected 20 million people. It says half of the $459 million pledged for initial relief funding has been secured. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Formerly Major League pitcher Roger Clemens says he will fight his federal indictment in court. NPR's Tom Goldman says Clemens is accused of lying to Congress in 2008 when he denied using banned performance-enhancing drugs.
A federal grand jury charged Roger Clemens with one count of obstruction of Congress, three counts of making false statements, and two counts of perjury. The charges stem from Clemens' testimony before a House committee investigating banned drug use in baseball. Clemens repeatedly denied using anabolic steroids and human growth hormone, contradicting testimony also at the 2008 hearing by his former trainer Brian McNamee. McNamee said he injected Clemens more than a dozen times with steroids and HGH between 1998 and 2001. Clemens' lawyer said Thursday Clemens rejected an offer by prosecutors for a plea bargain. Said attorney Rusty Hardin, Roger is looking forward to his day in court. One of McNamee's lawyers said, as far as we're concerned, it's vindication. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
There's been much speculation this year about when the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates. But as Market News International Steve Beckner reports, one member of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee thinks more stimulus is needed.
St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank President James Bullard is a foe of inflation. But these days, he fears the U.S. may be headed for a Japan-style deflation, an economically debilitating decline in prices. The Fed has held the key federal funds rate near zero since December 2008 and says it will keep it exceptionally low for an extended period. That policy is intended to keep inflation from falling further than it already has. But Bullard, speaking to business people in Northwest Arkansas, says that approach may actually lead to deflation. Since the Fed has no more room to cut short-term rates, he says the Fed must be ready to buy more Treasury securities, thereby expanding bank reserves and lowering long-term rates to avoid a deflationary stagnation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Rogers, Arkansas.
Asian shares are lower on weak U.S. economic data. This is NPR News. Authorities in California's Central Valley say they've broken up a major drug ring. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, the drugs have an estimated street value of $1 million.
Narcotics agents say they've kept millions of dollars worth of methamphetamine and cocaine from being distributed following a raid at a private residence in the town of Gilroy, located about 80 miles southwest of Modesto. A team of federal and local law enforcement officers seized 300 pounds of methamphetamine and about 90 pounds of cocaine. They also recovered a large amount of cash and a number of vats used to produce meth. An official with the California Department of Justice says it's believed the home is connected to a drug cartel. Three men were arrested during the raid. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Authorities in Phoenix say a pair of fugitives wanted since one of them escaped from an Arizona prison last month are in custody. John McCluskey and his fiancée, Caslyn Welch, who is also his cousin, were captured late Thursday in northern Arizona. Both are now suspects in two murders in New Mexico. Authorities allege Welch tossed wire cutters over a fence to help McCluskey and two fellow inmates flee. The other two prisoners were apprehended within 8 days of their escape. Federal health officials say the salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from an Iowa producer is likely to spread. Almost 2,000 cases were reported between May and July in three states. The recall of the eggs is now up to nine states. Health officials say some illnesses since then may not yet have been reported. The Wright County Egg Company is recalling more than 380 million eggs because of the salmonella outbreak. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.